This is JIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister to sign loan agreement with World Bank. Public sector transformation and modernization program to be finalized this month. And Jamaica records highest number of stopover visitors for 1 month. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Let's work with the CDA to protect the children.
Celebrating 10 years, protecting the nation's children, planting the seeds to change, soothe, and heal. The Child Development Agency, securing a brighter tomorrow.
Transforming lives in many places, putting smiles on the little faces, making homes where children can thrive and their talent realized.
Let's work with the CDA to protect the children.
10 years safeguarding our children, encouraging better parenting.
So, fighting abuse and daddy's absent for the children's sake. Let's work with the CDA
to protect the children, protect the children.
CDA, protecting children, transforming lives, securing the future.
An executive agency under the Ministry of Youth and Culture.
Now the news. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips will on Wednesday sign a loan agreement with representatives from the World Bank to fund a project geared towards increasing private sector investment. The loan agreement is for $50 million. The project, dubbed the Foundations for Competitiveness and Growth, will have four components. These include providing technical assistance and implementation support to address business regulation and procedural issues that hinder private sector companies, and financial support to small and medium enterprises. The Development Bank of Jamaica and JAMPRO are the lead coordinating agencies for the project, while the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, will be responsible for monitoring, evaluation, and implementation. Jamaica this year recorded its highest ever number of stopover arrivals for a single month. Tourism Minister Dr. Wicker McNeil says in July, the island received 221,000 stopover visits, the most it has ever recorded in a single month. The minister says this record number of stopover visits is the result of increased efforts to market the island, which have yielded a 2.6% increase in tourist arrivals over last year's figures.
What is really interesting about it is that we continue to grow out of every single market, every source market to Jamaica. We, for many years, had some challenges out of the UK, where we were having negative growth for about 4 years out of the UK. Last year, we had growth of over 4%, which was very good for us.
The minister was speaking at the official opening of JPEX 2014 at the Montego Bay Convention Center on Sunday. The government is working to finalize the Public Sector Transformation and Modernization Program by the end of September. Under the program, several projects will be implemented to improve service delivery.
There are some kinks for us to work through to make some of our services truly customer-centric. But we will navigate the new technologies, we will train our staff, and we will put better systems in place to deliver the quality of service that customers expect from us.
Cabinet Secretary Ambassador Douglas Saunders. He was speaking at the recent launch of the 2014-2015 Public Sector Customer Service Competition in Kingston. The Public Sector Customer Service Competition, in its seventh year, is spearheaded by the Office of the Cabinet in keeping with the mandate of the National Customer Service Program. The competition aims to recognize and reward public sector entities that endeavor to continually improve their service delivery standards and have remained focused on delivering high-quality services to the public. Senior Director for the Foreign Trade Department in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Cheryl Spencer, has been appointed as Jamaica's High Commissioner Designate to South Africa. Ms. Spencer replaces High Commissioner Norma Taylor Roberts, who has proceeded on retirement after her tour of duty ended earlier this year. A career diplomat, Ms. Spencer has 24 years' experience in international relations and diplomacy at the bilateral, regional, and multilateral levels. She has previously served as First Secretary at the Embassy of Jamaica in Brussels, Belgium, Deputy High Commissioner in the Jamaican High Commission in Port of Spain, Trinidad, and Deputy Permanent Representative of Jamaica to the United Nations and its specialized agencies in Geneva, Switzerland. That was JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.